Now, it's coming up to, just after, in fact, 14 minutes to midnight, and as the media spotlight moves away from Iraq, memories of the conflict will begin to fade for many of us in the UK. But for the Iraqi people, the soldiers who fought in the war, and for many others who were involved, life will never be the same again. One such person is Stuart Hughes. He's a BBC producer who lost his leg after stepping on a landmine while covering the fighting in northern Iraq. And Stuart joins us now. Welcome, Stuart.
Hi, Matthew.
Can you tell me, first of all, how you came to be sent to Iraq? What's your normal line of work, and what was the assignment you were sent on?
I'm a world affairs producer, so I'm the sort of person you never see on the TV or hear on the radio, but perhaps, or I like to think that I'm the person that makes sure that the voices you hear on Five Live actually get there. And I got a phone call in, I think it was back in November, from one of my bosses, one of the assignments editors, who said, we're putting together our plans for Iraq, do you want to go? And I said, well, yes, of course I want to go. Because of that that old saying that there's only one thing worse than being sent to a war, and that's not being sent to a war. So as a journalist, obviously, it's you want to be where the story is, where the action is, and it looked like that was going to be in Iraq. So the call came, and from that point on, I was going to Iraq, and I finally got there in February.
What sort of preparation did you have for the trip?
A fair bit. Anybody who's sent to what they call in BBC parlance a hostile environment gets sent on a week-long course run by former military people. It's pretty intensive. It's a sort of residential course where you become a soldier for the week, really, and you learn all about first aid, all about explosives, all about if you hear a bang in the distance, the idea is that you've got a better idea of where that bang's coming from and whether it's likely to hit you. So that's a pretty intensive course. And of course, with Iraq in particular, the big fear there was of chemical and biological weapons. So a lot of effort was put before the war on getting people through chemical and biological weapons courses, of which I was one. So and as well as the training, of course, there's a whole lot of equipment. We go to places like Iraq fully prepared for anything that's going to be thrown at us. So flak jackets, helmets and things like that are very much a necessity.
So can you just talk us through the circumstances that led to the accident?
Well, I was in a five-man team travelling around northern Iraq. It was myself, Jim Muir, the BBC's correspondent in Tehran, Kaveh Golestan, who's the BBC's cameraman in Iran, and two local fixers and drivers that we'd hired locally. We were based in Sulaymaniyah, which is one of the main towns in the northeast of Iraq, in the Kurdish-controlled area. We weren't embedded, unlike many of the journalists that people will have seen during the war. We were pretty much free to go where we want and when we want, and we'd sort of developed a technique whereby we'd put in one jeep everything that we needed to survive, so everything from our broadcast equipment to food and water and bedding and everything that we needed to head into the field for a few days. And we ended up in a place called Kifri, in just outside Kirkuk, and at the time the Iraqi government troops had just moved out from Kifri. It was the front line surrounding Kirkuk, and virtually overnight, it was that time when the Iraqi government forces were just disappearing overnight, and the Iraqi front line had moved back about 25 kilometres overnight. And so we did what we'd been doing for the previous 2 months, which was go down there and take a look.